So you've got your wallet, you've got your monies, and you want to buy an NFT. But how do you do that? Where do you go and how do you buy it?
Look, are you interested in investing or collecting NFTs, but are overwhelmed with all the information? Heather and I, we're true NFT newbies. We're going to break it down as we're learning, as we wander unafraid into the world of digital art.
Listen, y'all, we're going to cure you of your FOMO, mildly educate you, and give our unqualified opinions, and hopefully have a lot of laughs along the way.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you, first of all. Thank you, first of all. We hit a lot of downloads recently. Heather, we hit 5K downloads a couple weeks ago. It took me like a century to reach that many in my own podcast. How about you?
Yeah. And I think that's a testament to this topic and how important it is and how many people just like you listening might feel overwhelmed, because for you to click on something that says NFTs for newbies, that means that you're just like us. You're learning the game. And so there's a whole bunch of people just like you. And we hope that that helps you a little bit, feel a little less alone. And most importantly, take some action if you're feeling the urge, except we are not financial advisors and we're not telling you to take action. So there's that disclaimer right there.
But follow us on IG, the Instagrams, at Heather Parody and at Rich Cardona. We will probably be working on an NFT for newbies page soon, but we are lazy and scared of more Instagram time.
So I would not say lazy. I would say we are learning to figure out how to prioritize all the multiple things to do in the world.
We are learning Instagram as well. So look, let's get into OpenSea. Here's what I'm going to tell you about OpenSea.
Let's back up. OpenSea is not the only place you can buy an NFT.
That's true.
Come on now.
But
go ahead.
It's like the spot.
It is. On their website, it says that they are the first and largest marketplace for user-owned digital goods.
It's like the mall. And if you want to buy elsewhere, it's kind of like at a plaza.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Is that right?
Sounds like you're a little prejudiced and biased, but that's okay.
You did not buy your first NFTs off OpenSea, did you?
Was Gary's on OpenSea? No, it was through his website. Yeah.
Exactly. So... Mm-hmm. So in some projects, you will not buy on OpenSea, but Heather said it is exactly what it is. OpenSea is a marketplace. I would say probably the predominant place for NFTs, to buy NFTs. The other part about it is now, I mean, because they were so early to the game, they're doing a lot of other things, which includes obviously being able to sell your NFTs there and be able to create NFTs there. And next week or the week after that, we have guests on who are going to talk to you about how they created their own NFTs. But this is the place where you want to go. And the features are robust. And by robust, I don't mean confusing. They've done a really, really good job of kind of setting you up for success. But like, as if you listen to our previous episodes, like Heather said in the intro, if you have a wallet and you have your monies ready to go, then here's where you're going to be able to go peruse. Now, Heather, when you log into OpenSea to look around, can you talk about what that experience is like?
Yeah, sure. So if you have not bought anything yet, what you're going to have to do is first connect your wallet. And it's super simple. I love when people can just add pictures to things to make your life easy. In the top right corner, as of right now in September of 2021, you actually see a wallet picture, which you can click on there and connect your wallet, whether it's MetaMask or another wallet, right there. And it's literally a step-by-step walkthrough of how to do that. And to make things super easy, in the show notes, we included a link from Input Mag, which has pictures and walks you through exactly how to connect your wallet to OpenSea. It's super, super easy, but it's just kind of like a search engine. At the very top, you can see where you can search items, different collectibles. You can just kind of play around and look and see what's on there. That might be a really good starting point if you're not ready to buy, but just kind of want to see what the hell we're talking about with NFTs. Yep. There's a whole bunch of stuff on here. I mean, it's literally like Amazon, like a little Amazon for digital assets. Yeah.
Let me hit something up real quick. Heather mentioned, you know, so I have MetaMask, she has MetaMask, so you can connect your wallet. There is a place where it discusses what wallets they take and how you could sign up. So There's a couple mobile only things like Coinbase Wallet, Trust Wallet, MetaMask Mobile. There's all kinds of wallet providers that they do accept. And this also, I don't think we mentioned this. You could purchase crypto with a credit card on OpenSea. Mm-hmm. So I know we mentioned it before somewhere, and we talked about Coinbase and some other things, but you could actually do it on OpenSea because why would they allow you to do this? Because you're looking at something that is finally the amount of ETH that you could afford. It looks sexy and you want it and it's rare and whatever. And you're like, fuck, I need to buy it right now. So then you're going to pay their extra fees, which is 15%, and the gas prices and all that other stuff. But of course, they're going to let you buy crypto right then and there so you could buy on their website.
Right.
So that is something I wanted to make sure I mentioned.
And we will have an episode specifically for gas prices. But as of right now, all you need to understand is this is really just like a transactional price. We'll go into that deeper in future episodes. But OpenSea is a great place to start. I'll give you guys a little assignment. In the search bar, let's put Dapper Dinos because I've been really into them lately. If you just put in Dapper Dinos NFTs, you'll see a little blue check mark. And this is really important. And one thing that I learned the hard way is that just as much as there's amazing creators out there, there's a lot of amazing jerks out there too who try to rip off and copy creators. And so I learned the hard way that you've really got to check and make sure that when you're looking for a verified collection that you notice that blue check mark there. So Dapper Dinos, I ended up buying one, a Dapper Dino that didn't have the blue check mark, and it ended up being a scam or whatever. But if you look up Dapper Dinos, check the blue check mark, you can see and just scroll down a ton of different yes dinosaurs, some with their tongues sticking out, some who look mildly confused. But right there, you can see a minimal bid. You can see their number, and you can see what the latest bid on them is. And there's a lot here that we can go into, and we're probably going to break this into a part two, maybe a part three. But as of right now, what you need to know is the price there is in ETH. Ethereum. Do you like how I pronounced that correctly this time? But also, too, as far as OpenSea goes, I'm sure other platforms do the same. They do break that down right beside it of what that equals in dollars. So right now, the Dapper Dino I'm looking at is 0.4, which translates into a little over $1,200.
Really? Jeez. Mm-hmm. So another thing is, I guess it's really hard and probably have to record, do like a screen thing, maybe even make a video for the YouTubes. But if you're listening, obviously, and you go in, what you want to do is go to Marketplace, and that's where you'll do it. And I know we kind of mentioned that, but here's something you should know. If you just go to Explore, it's just going to show you basically all the different collections and anything like that. There is a browse by category feature where you could look for art, you could look for music, you could look for collectibles, sports, and all these different things in the Marketplace, and that's going to help you as well.
One thing I will say is that you have two different options when purchasing an NFT. If the creator set it up this way, you can either buy now or you can put a bid on it. So just like eBay, where you bid on stuff, you know, those dirty socks you'd be buying up on eBay, you can place a bid on it or buy now. So if you see two different buttons, that's what that is. And it's pretty self-explanatory. And as far as actually going through the purchase, it's so, so simple. It's literally like click, click, pull, which is kind of maybe the dark side of it all. Very easy to spend and buy here.
So you're right. So what, I don't know about you, but for me, I've never bid because I don't like the whole bidding thing. And what you'll see,
I take that back. We did bid once on something.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
Didn't win it.
Yeah. So not I better. Haven't. And people who bid are usually like, I get bids all weekend long on like all the stuff I have. And it's usually way, way underpriced by, you know, compared to the floor. And we'll get into that stuff at another point. But you can just kind of filter it. So it's just like a buy it now thing, like eBay or anything else. Like you just be like, I just want to see something I can buy now. I'm not trying to get in a bidding thing. So if you're like, I have this much ETH, this is what I could afford. I found exactly what I want. You want to make sure it's buy it now and then just bang and bang that thing out. Now, the last thing I want to mention, we kind of mentioned the gas fees, which come into play. There is a fee for OpenSea, but then there's a royalty. Potentially. Mm-hmm. So it could be like 5%. So if I buy something, if I buy Heather's NFT that she just made and it costs one ETH, she's going to get, and it's 5% royalty, she's going to get like 0.9 or I don't know, whatever it is, ETH, you know? So just keep that in mind as well. So like someone's going to get royalty. So all that stuff's kind of baked in and it's going to be, look, it's probably never as cheap as it seems.
Yeah.
to be honest, I guess. There's just a little bit of extras here and there, but it's not overwhelming.
Great point. Great point. In the show notes is also a YouTube video. If you're like me and a visual learner, I found a really helpful YouTube video where someone actually walks through purchasing an NFT on OpenSea. So you can check that out. And the last thing I'll say on this is, we haven't done this yet. I don't think, Rich, you've done it. But one thing we will explore future on the show is also not only can you buy NFTs on OpenSea, you can also trade them. And you can also create your own. And this is where you upload them if you are a creator. So there's a lot of different features and things that you can do, which we will explore on future episodes. But I think that's all I have, Rich. What about you?
Yeah, the only thing I guess we didn't mention was the blockchains that they accept that you could find. I think one of the easiest things you can do, I really believe this is one of the easiest things you could do as someone new to the NFT game, is if you've listened to anything we've said before and you're interested in a certain project, or you've been on Twitter and seen a little bit of noise about a certain project that's going on, just go to the search feature and type in VFriends, or type in World of Women, or type in, you know, Dino, whatever. Just type in exactly what you want to go see, because what can happen is you might just get into this really crazy world where all of a sudden you're just looking at NFTs over and over, and then you're just going to kind of not make a decision. If you know what you want, use a search bar, go look at it, study it, and then you'll be able to make a more informed decision if and when you have the money, or you could do it right then and there.
Yeah. This is kind of a random tip, but I want to say it while I'm thinking about it. We've learned this weekend on Twitter from Gary V. One of the interesting things is a lot of times we gauge, and next week we're going to talk about, you know, selecting an NFT, which ones should you buy? We have a guest who has some really good insight on that. But one thing Gary tweeted out this weekend was that, you know, a lot of times we look at other people's wallets, like famous people, big people, and say like, ooh, so-and-so owns this, so-and-so owns that, so it must be valuable. It must be a good thing for us to buy. But a lot of people are airdropping these influencers their NFTs. So people are airdropping Gary tons of NFTs, and people, you know, it's like, oh, look, Gary has our NFT or whatever. Wow. And so they're using that as leverage. So don't trust everything that's in everybody's wallet. We don't know the full story. And again, we're going to dig more into this next week of which NFTs to purchase. But I thought that was a really, really interesting tip.
So I didn't know that. How did I miss that this weekend between us texting back and forth? So that's like me drawing rapid fire Rich little cartoon. I drop it in his wallet, and then I hit up my friend Heather, and I'm just like, you check it out. I'm in Gary's wallet. What's up now?
Exactly. Like, exactly. There's a whole bunch of little things like that going on, y'all. So just keep your, you know, again, this is like a mad rush and a lot of FOMO going on, but really stay grounded. You're not going to miss out on anything. You're not going to lose. We're in a long-term game. Listen to your intuition on a lot of this.
I got one last thing, I swear.
Yes, yes.
Let's see, if I am, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at collections, Blocky Dodge, V Friends, Cool Cats NFT. If you actually go to their profile, you could learn about the project, which I also really encourage you, because had I known that the Resilient Rat, is that what it is that I have?
Reliable Rat.
I'm sorry, Reliable Rat. If I had known what category that was, meaning it's not rare, it's kind of like a core V Friend. If I had done my homework a little bit more, maybe I would have like shelled out a little bit more for a kind of a top or a middle tier NFT. But anyway, that's how you could verify, like, is this a project I really want to support? It might talk about who founded it, why they're doing it, what their goal is, what the utility is, and that's it. So definitely take advantage, but this is absolutely the place to be, and I'm going to zip it. Okay, here, you're going to read it.
Okay. Would you rather have a cool boss and learn nothing, or a strict boss who you learn from?
The latter. Get out of here, man. Like, I mean, we're both entrepreneurs and we've both worked, but you get over the fact that you have a strict boss or a dickheaded boss or whatever if you are actually gaining insight and becoming better, because then you're just going to be that much more valuable to that marketplace or that industry that you're in. I don't want a cool boss, because cool doesn't get me more money. Cool doesn't get me closer to where I want. And I'm actually glad we covered that. But yeah, absolutely. Amen. Strict boss, and just take off from there.
Come on.